Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Frank Schwab is dialed us up from Yahoo Sports. He covers the NFL. We want to get some more insight. Frank, we're a couple of days away. What are you hearing? Where's this thing really take a turn, in your opinion, especially in the first round on Thursday? Is it the Giants maybe taking a quarterback there? If that's not a surprise, is it us doing something? Where does this thing take a turn?
You know, I think the first three picks are almost set now. I mean, based on the reporting and everything you hear, everything you read, it's just in some way it's going to be Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels at number two, and Drake May at number three. Now, whether number three is the Patriots or the Vikings or whoever, we'll see. But those three players off the board. I really think the Cardinals are picking Marvin Harrison. I know they're going to listen, but I just don't know that. I don't know. To me, he's a gold jacket talent. I think Marvin Harrison's awesome. I just think he's one of the best receivers I've ever seen coming out of college. And I don't pass on that kind of guy. I know Neighbors is good. I know Odunze is good. But I just don't pass on Marvin Harrison. I don't think the Cardinals will either. And I think it's where, to answer your question, it's number five. Because if we have those first four picks sketched out, I have no idea what Jim Harbaugh is going to do. I mean, he's been talking about the value of offensive linemen all offseason, right? So could they take a Joe Alt? Do you really pass on a Malik Neighbors if you just traded away Keenan Allen and cut Mike Williams? Right. I don't know. You want to get Justin Herbert some help. Or there's going to be teams calling up for J.J. McCarthy. I mean, I don't necessarily buy this notion that the Vikings are just happy at number 11 and we'll take Bo Nix and we don't care. I think that's a smokescreen, even though, you know, my coworker Charles Robinson wrote that today, that they're fine taking Bo Nix. I think that they're trying to get that out there, that they don't necessarily want Bo Nix at 11, but, you know, maybe they're just trying to ease the pain of the fan base if that does happen. Who knows? But right. I think it's all about number five. Whatever the Chargers do at number five kind of has a trickle down for the rest of the top 10, at least.
Frank Schwab's with us, guys, from Yahoo Sports, covering the NFL. And we just were having a passionate discussion about the rumors, because whether we're throwing it out there or whoever's getting it is Michael Penix. Where does Michael Penix go?
I don't know. He's really interesting to me. I'm surprised he's kind of jumped back up. I thought Bo Nix would be ahead of him. It doesn't seem like that's the case anymore. I don't know who goes first between Penix and Nix, but I like a lot about Michael Penix. The medicals are, but I think that everything else kind of checks a box for me. Good arm strength. He throws it well. He's played well. Obviously we saw him in Washington last year lead that very, very good Huskies team. I don't know where he goes. I mean, the fact is this, that all the quarterbacks who need, or all the teams who need quarterbacks, have been kind of quiet. The last few hours we've heard stuff, again, about the Vikings being fine with Bo Nix or whatever. Haven't heard much about the Broncos. Haven't heard anything about the Raiders. I don't know what the Giants are going to do. Even a team like Seattle, Seattle's sitting there at 16. Like, why wouldn't they draft a quarterback? You only really have Geno for one more year, and Geno wasn't great last year. They have to be at least an option for Nix or for Penix. So I don't know. It's been so quiet on the quarterback front. I don't know where Penix goes. I do know this, that the over-under, you know, BetMGM, I dabble in the sports betting realm too. The over-under for quarterbacks in the first round is 4.5. And if it goes under 4.5, I'd be shocked. I just would be blown away.
5, I believe, is going to go in the first round, and I'm with you. I mean, I think it will be more than 4. We're talking with Frank Schraub. He is with Yahoo Sports, covers the NFL. Tell me your thoughts on Dallas Turner. We spent a lot of time in this city and on this show about Edge. I am not necessarily convinced that he is a difference maker. That is me. I think the pure pass rusher in this draft is Leiatu Latu. What do you think?
Yeah, I do too. I think that I fully agree with everything you said. I was listening when I was waiting to come on, and talking about don't just draft a pass rusher because you need a pass rusher. That's a way to make a draft bust. Like, that's how you do it. Like, that is the blueprint on how do you blow the 8th pick of the draft. It's reaching on a guy when you have a need. And I know the Falcons have had that need for years and years and years. And look, Dallas Turner's fine. Like, he's not bad by any means. There's a good reason that he's, in play for the 8th pick of the draft. Like, you're not just drafting just a guy off the street. Like he's perfectly fine. But I don't think he's Will Anderson. I don't think he's in that level. He's definitely not a T.J. Watt type of guy right away. I mean, he'll help for sure. And the Falcons need something. I get that. But, boy, I saw something where it was a mock draft. I was reading it a couple of days ago or whatever. Not that it means anything, but somebody had, I think it was Dallas Turner over Malik Nabers, and Malik Nabers goes 9. And I was like, why on earth would you do that? I don't care how many receivers the Falcons have. I'm just like, whatever. That guy, I'm not passing him. We'll figure it out later. And paying Darnell Mooney $14 million a year to be the 4th receiver, I don't care. I'm not passing on Malik Nabers at number 8 if he falls there. And I do agree with you, by the way, on Latu being kind of the one guy who could be special. I think the reason that he's scary at number 8 is just the medicals. I mean, he had to retire for a year, and we don't know that necessarily that's never going to crop up again. It might not. I hope it doesn't. I hope he goes on to have a 15-year career in the NFL, and it is great, of course. But you just don't know. I mean, that's a lot of risk for the 8th pick. But I think if you're the Falcons and you are just dead set on a pass rusher, I think he's the guy, because I swing big. Why not? I think that guy could be the Will Anderson type out of this draft. It's just the medicals that are very scary with him.
Latu.
So if you like him, draft him. Don't try to trade back and risk it, and just go get him. Frank Schwab's with us, guys, from Yahoo Sports. If they think one of the corners is better, who's your number one corner? Is it Terry Arnold? You like Quinion Mitchell? We've talked about Cooper DeJean. Who's your guy?
I think it's Mitchell, but I think 8th pick would be a reach, to be honest. I just, this is a weird draft. And obviously it's weird because it's going to set a record for most offensive players. I mean, the most offensive players in the first round is 19. I think this could have 24. Would you start doing the math on who the best players in this draft are? You're like, wow, it's like we just talked about, 5 quarterbacks at least. I think it could be 6. I think all 6 could make the first round. You're talking about 6 receivers could be in the first round at least. I've seen 12 offensive linemen mock drafted by our own guy, Nate Tice, who does our mock drafts. I think he had 12 offensive linemen in his last mock draft. You start doing the math, and you're like, and obviously Brock Bowers is going to be in there too. You start doing the math, you're like, it could be 20, 22 to 24 offensive players in the first round. I just don't think the defensive class is good. I just, there's some intriguing players. Mitchell's not a bad player. Dallas Turner's not a bad player. Jared Verse, not a bad player. But I just don't think these guys excite anybody like the offensive players do. So, I mean, when we're talking about 8, I think the Falcons' options are maybe trade back, which I don't notice you can find somebody to trade up, to be honest. It's going to depend on what's really there. If you're just like, we're not in the Malik Nabers business, somebody will be, and they give you a little something. They're not going to break the bank to get Malik Nabers at 8, but they'll give you something. Or if you stay with the pick, I think you just take best player available at any position. Or, I mean, maybe you just talk yourself into a pass rusher, but I don't see any of these cornerbacks being worth it. I mean, Brock Bowers is kind of off the table because of Pitts. I just think it's a very narrow kind of landing spot the Falcons have, because you need some stuff, but there's only going to be a certain amount of guys really, to me anyway, still worth the 8th pick of the draft.
I agree. I totally agree. That's why you just don't set your mind on one thing. Hey, we appreciate you, Frank, stopping by. Draft's going to be very interesting. We'll get a chance to chop it up with you when it's all said and done here in a few weeks. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a fun one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.